is a sort of a theory or a name of a theory impinged on some of the work that you introduced for American films. I think it's called the checks and balances system, which you introduced with Ginger Rogers in some of your early films, where you would make a movement and it would be balanced by Miss Rogers, or she'd make a movement and it would be balanced by you.
I don't know anything about that.
You don't know about this theory you invented.
I don't. I never heard the term check and balance.
Yes, well, it appears.
If it looks that way, it must have been something good. I don't know.
Douglas McVeigh mentions it in a book called The Musical Film. Mr. McVeigh is an English critic, film critic, and cites this theory and calls the check and balance theory and regards it as being one of the greatest kinds of innovations for musical film, this Ginger Rogers, Fred Astaire style that suddenly appeared in the early 30s and dominated through your films, really, the American musical film throughout the 30s and into the 40s with other dance partners.
Among the musicals of the 30s in which Mr. Astaire appeared was the RKO film Swing Time, in which he sang and danced to the Jerome Kerr music for Bojangles of Harlem.
Up on the street, brother, you go and bet all your dough. Sister, you know that ain't no one but Bo. Oh, Bojangles of Harlem, you dance the hot stuff. Young folks love you in Harlem. They say you got the tough guys rumba out of pool rooms and kids. Trucking out of school rooms, oh, Bojangles of Harlem. The whole town's at your heels, leaving their flats, missing their meals, running like rats, going astray. Throw those long ways away.
Where did this Fred Astaire style, we call it that, where did it come from? Did it come out of your work with your sister? Did you develop it in film, this particular look?
Well, I don't see. I've never been aware of it. It's the first time I've ever heard it. I think checks and balance. I never figure, well, if I do this, this will do this. I always try to make the girl look good that I'm working with. That's one of the things I've always felt that is necessary. And I always... If she wasn't comfortable in what she was doing, I would always try to see that she was, or if I didn't agree with her. Most girls that I've worked with have always found something that they don't like at all. Mm-hmm. And if I finally get around to agreeing with them, we change it. But if I don't, I'll talk them into it, because I think I know really what's best for them at that particular moment that I'm doing it. And then I would always have somebody there too, working with me, like Hermes or
Eugene Loring.
I only did one thing with Eugene, and in that particular picture, he worked more with some other. You mean in Funny Face? You're talking about. He worked. Gee, I can't remember what I did in Funny Face. I know. I didn't. Gene was not. Didn't in Funny Face. He did not work with me on the cape number. You know, the bullfight
number, which you didn't stage yourself.
I did that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I know that he did some things with Audrey. Mm-hmm. I've been very, very, very well with Audrey, and we had a number out in, well, I mean, I just need to be careful here, because you know, I don't want to give an impression that I don't appreciate Gene Loring, because I sure do. He was wonderful to work with, but as I remembered it, I didn't think that I had too much to do with him in that film. Mm-hmm.
Or Alton, or any of the other.
Alton has been assigned to picture, and then when I had a solo to do, I usually had to do most of that myself. Mm-hmm. Because steps that I need, I got. I had, for instance, the top hat number was an idea of mine, and I then